I'm John Biggs. This is Experts on Call for the first half hour of the Big Show. And, of course, we welcome Bobby Assadorian. I don't know which mic it is. I'm just going to turn all of them on.
Hello, John. Thank you for having me.
Star of television, Bobby Assadorian.
I see you caught the show.
Yes, you wore a tie.
Oh, quite a difference. I clean up well. Well, as you can see what I'm wearing here today.
No one can see. We can say that you're wearing a tie if you like.
Well, that's true. Nobody can see.
That's right. No one can see you. That's why you can, you know, come in here from work after having just, you know, pounded a couple of nails. Or you do use a hammer, don't you?
Yes, sometimes. Drill more often.
A drill more often.
More often.
Do you use a nail gun at all?
Not very often at all.
No?
Even siding for putting on sheathing, I'd rather put screws in. Much rather.
They're not nails, they're brats. What are they? What are they called?
Oh, staples. I mean, that goes back to fencing when we talked about that. If you go to the big box stores and look at them, they're not even nailed in anymore. They're shot in with staples.
Yeah.
They're ridiculous.
And they can go rusty pretty quick.
They're rusty sometimes just at the big box store.
Honestly. Right, before you
haven't taken it home. They're rusty. And the boards are cupped. The staples got no holding power. I tell people, put them together yourself directly in your backyard.
That's right. What do you recommend size-wise? I know we're way off topic here, but just while we're talking about
fences,
1 5/8? Is that about the right size, or would you go with the 2?
Typically the 2. Nice even number. Go with the 2. I mean, it makes sense. It works out that way. Don't go with anything too much longer. It'll end up sticking out.
That's right, sticking
definitely
out the other side.
Definitely don't use a 2.5 or a 3, but you use screws. It looks nice. There's no bleeding, no staining. Use the right screws, though.
That's right.
Don't be using interior screws on the exterior. You know, get the nice green ones.
The deck.
Yeah, or a little bit more money, the ones that have a brown coating. But again, that's only for cedar.
Right.
Yeah,
if you're doing
a cedar fence.
For cedar,
I mean, everything with cedar costs more, not only the wood, but the fasteners as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so got a few things on the go. You were just going to have a guest with you today. And
I extended Donna from CHCH Live at 5:30, an open invitation.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime she can make it, I would love to have her here. She touched on a very, very important issue. She questioned me, or she made a statement of, how do you really find a good contractor?
Right.
So, I mean, that was a little off topic. We were talking about the home renovation guide, but it was an interesting twist of events, and I tried to address it as best as I could. But yes, I did invite Donna on for today, but I mean, she's very, very busy, especially Friday. But at any point at all that she can come down, I mean, I would love to have her here and we can sort of chit-chat, all of us talk about our experiences. And she does say hello, definitely says hello to you.
She's great. It was a lot of fun working with her with the last, the Matt Kidd celebration they had for CHCH. It was nice to have her as a co-host, or be her co-host. was kind of nice. Very nice lady indeed. So you had a good time with your TV debut?
Well, I look at it as an
opportunity. Well, not really a debut. You've done this already.
Oh, times three. Luckily, unfortunately. And I mean, they gave me so much time.
Mm-hmm.
The past two or three times I've been on television, I mean, it's been anywhere between 2 to 3 minutes. I mean, you're on and you're off in 2 seconds, it feels like.
Right.
I was on for, they were kind enough to give me just under 8 minutes. So, I mean, in TV time, that's a lot of time.
It is a lot of face
time. We touched on a lot of topics, and I really, really, again, want to thank both of them, Donna and Mark, you know, the producers, all the good people at CHCH, on behalf of myself, my co-author, Trevor Bouchard, and of course, the good people at the March of Dimes, because they did, while on air, showcase the book once or twice, mm-hmm. made reference to the book. And again, beyond me, it all comes back to the book, you know, getting the proceeds in and helping people get home accessibility makeovers done.
Right.
Move them up the waiting list.
Yes. You got some electrical things you want to talk about.
Well, yes, very comical, actually. I mean, we've talked so much about, you know, different types of tradespeople, different qualifications. How do you pay your contractor? You know, that's in my book, a whole topic on that. So many different ways. But there's an interesting fellow going around. Again, I don't know who he is. I don't care who he is. I've come across this from going out to do my own quotes.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had about 3 or 4 homeowners tell me just in the last month, and all seem to be in the same area. This electrician, I mean, if we want to call him that loosely, he's apparently giving 2 quotes, quote A and quote B, consistently to everybody. Quote A, on the books with a permit, paid properly with GST.
Now, to be able to do that, though...
to be able to do that, he's got to be. Yeah, he's
got
licensed.
To be an electrician.
Yeah, he
right?
has to be an electrician.
Because you can't get away with that.
No, you can't. But the interesting thing is, nobody I've spoken to has ever taken quote A.
Ah, okay.
So they're all taking quote B. Now,
everybody's gambling.
Everybody's rolling the dice. But I mean, in today's troubled times, this man's a genius. He's found a niche in the market.
Mm-hmm.
The niche in the market is people are hurting. So quote B, amazingly as it is, quote B is, we're in and out. It's done. I'm still the proper electrician. However, no permit, no GST, and it's almost 60% lower price.
Wow.
Everybody's taking Cool B. People are lining up around the block for it.
The problem is, though, and this is just surface stuff. Mm-hmm. If you're getting this done, the guy obviously, if he doesn't have to do permit, then he doesn't have to admit to having papers.
Well, exactly. Right? I would assume. If he's doing it cash like that, he's not even going to show them certificate of insurance, no workplace safety insurance board coverage,
right.
Electrical safety authorities not coming out to inspect.
And if that's the case, then if you're either buying or selling a house, this work is useless to you. Because you have to, the ESA,
Definitely.
Have to have proof that this is done by an electrician, right?
Well, again, people buying homes, and from what I understand, there might be two or three people sharp enough out of 100 to do this, but I really want to broadcast this on the airwaves. If you're buying a home, it's free. It's Freedom of Information Act. Call the city. Give them the property address. Tell them you're interested in possibly buying this home. Has a permit been pulled out in the last decade? In the last 3 or 4 decades, if it's a double bricked home, it didn't come with 3-pronged outlets.
Right.
Basements weren't finished back in the 1920s.
No.
You obviously know the home came in galvanized piping. It's got gleaming copper now.
Yes.
Kitchen looks like it was built 2 days ago. If the city tells you a permit's never been pulled, don't buy the house. Move on. Unless you're going to bring an electrician in now, bring an engineer. Forget about the home inspector. He's beyond this one. Bring an engineer in to look at structural walls that have been removed, repaired. Bring a real electrician in. This could cost you $1,000, $2,000 to get a couple of trades in to look around, poke and prod where they can even possibly see.
Mm-hmm.
Move on, buy another house. But again, now, even with insurance liabilities, these people, you're not tampering with copper piping that'll, wet the floor a little bit. You're tampering with wiring.
Yeah.
You can die. The home can be burned down. But again, people are lining up around the block to hire this fellow because, I'm just astounded at the two-quote system. I break my quotes down sometimes for affordability. People drop a list to fix this, fix that. This guy's point and shoot. He's got it worked out to a science. The home burns down. The insurance company's not stupid. They're going to look at it, and they may, at their discretion, void all coverage for the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Because, it was done off the books. It was done wrong. Now, I had a chance to closely inspect one of his jobs. Really, really nice gentleman in the mountain. He had some sewer backup. This electrician had done the work in his basement, rewired it about 5 months ago. So I went to look at the home. He's having a company come in to do some waterproofing on the inside, so all the studs have to be pulled out. Now, he said he'd be hiring me to pull out the studs, and he just simply put the studs back up. He'll do his own paneling. Now, I told him, what about the wiring? So I looked at the wiring, and the wiring's all behind the studs. And there's not a single hole bored in any of these ridiculous 2x3s and collection of 1x3s. The wiring's all behind it. So I looked at it. I told him, whoa, sir. I said, I got to bring in my electrician. I'll kill the power. I'll move the spaghetti factory of wiring out of the way.
Right.
I'll stud everything plumb and square and beautiful. My electrician comes in, bore holes, rerun it. He says, no, Bob. He says, I already paid an electrician to do this. I said, you did? And then that's when he explained to me that the electrician gave him two choices, on the books, off the books, with or without permit.
This is what his work looks like at 60%
off. I looked at the work, and I chuckled. I thought to myself, and I told the homeowner, I said, I do not believe this is a licensed electrician, a licensed electrical contractor. Because a licensed electrical contractor has got the ESA behind him, does inspections, permits.
Right.
This may have been a licensed electrician's work who works for a contracting company and then freelances and goes out. So there's no way he can pull a permit.
And that company would be really upset to find this.
Oh, no, exactly. So, I felt so sorry for the homeowner in this case.
We got a call here.
Oh, we've got a call. Let's do it.
Hello, Bob. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
Good.
I work with the ESA. I'm an electrical inspector. So
right.
This here touches home to me.
I'll bet.
In the province of Ontario, for the last couple of years, anybody that does electrical work for money has to not only be a licensed electrician, but he must also have a contractor's license that is issued by ESA.
Correct.
And in order to get that, they also must have a master's license, and they have to have the appropriate insurance in place. And that's before they can even take out a permit. They cannot take out a permit without that. A homeowner can, but definitely the electrician cannot unless he's a certified contractor. He has a contractor's license.
Dr. John and I have chatted in the past about how a homeowner is allowed, but funny enough, a contractor isn't unless he meets all of the proper requirements. True.
True, yeah.
So now, what do we do about stopping these people? How do we stop these people?
You know what? And if I may make a suggestion, we have a line that I could give you.
Oh, please, yes.
It's 1-800-ESA-SAFE. So it's 1-800-ESA-SAFE.
Okay, terrific.
And if you make a report of the address of that home, we have no choice but to do an investigation. We do lay charges against these people, and we will send out an electrical inspector telling the contractor that he must cease and desist working on the home. The homeowner is certainly notified, and the work cannot continue.
Well, these homeowners...
This way,
Yeah, I mean, these homeowners, they're part and part with this because, I mean, they're given the choice. They're accepting the risk. I mean, they realize what they're doing isn't above board.
They're taking a big gamble, that's for sure.
Yeah, and we'd be very interested in getting this guy's name. And you know, you can do it anonymously, if I say that correctly.
Close enough for rock and roll, Bob.
Close enough. Oh, no, I mean, I always play by the rules. I mean...
number and that's how we go about doing it. That's how, and it's been very, very, very successful.
Terrific.
Prosecuting these people.
Well, I had
we have a good staff on who are really talented, and not only will they find out that job that he done, but they'll find out others that he has.
Oh,
done
track out the rest, exactly.
Oh, absolutely. They'll go after him like. They'll turn over everything just to get this.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, these people should be locked up. I mean, what they're doing is wrong for so many reasons. Fire hazard, they're hurting a homeowner. They're taking business away from my company. I mean, and other, you know, proper electrical firms. Now, ourselves at Triple R, we're not licensed electricians. However, we do have a licensed electrical contractor that does our work and always pulls the ESA permits. And I have a file full of the faxes when we get the fax for the pass. It's so important.
Homeowners can and should ask for the electrical contractor's license number.
Okay.
And that can be checked out even if they're not. See, they may get a license this year and then not pull one for another few years, but they already have that E number.
Exactly. Well, what I do with my homeowners is after the job's done, in our case, the ESA either comes directly to look at it or they send the fax over stating deemed inspected. Because from what I understand from my electrician tells me, it's a ratio. For example, two or three out of so many, they actually physically have to inspect on my job sites and the rest they deem inspected. But that copy, I always photocopy that pass with their address on it, with all the information on it. I leave that for all my homeowners to file away that they have proof that, you know, the job was done and the pass was faxed to my office via and from the ESA.
Yes, any qualified contractor would do exactly what you're just saying.
No, it's important. It's important.
Well, Bob, when I sold my last house in Hamilton, I had ESA come out and do an inspection for me, and I'll tell you that the inspector had some real horror stories to tell me while he was going through the house about other things that he had seen in his career, and you guys are certainly up against it when it comes to stuff like this. I just hope that more, in particular in a city like Hamilton, where there are so many old houses that need this kind of thing, that it becomes a more popular thing to do every time the house changes hands in particular.
But, I mean, look what this gentleman's doing to people now, though. And again, troubled economic times. People are out of jobs. He's giving homeowners a choice, pay this much or pay 60% less. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, look at the criminal mind behind what's going on, behind the scenes. He's really putting homeowners on the spot. They should be smarter than that, though, but what can you do?
Certain districts, especially in Halton Hills, when they have a house up for sale and when it comes for sale and before it's taken over, then they must get it ESA inspected. So, you know, you eliminate a lot of
that's not available in Hamilton, is it?
No.
Well, it should be.
Districts, it should be. It'd be nice to have it province-wide, but unfortunately...
Yeah, definitely. Make it a law that at least out of all the various trades that could be doing work in your home, I would say electrical's the most critical. Yeah, definitely. They should tie an ESA inspection to the sale. Realtors may not like that idea, but again, that's...
Have to talk to some local politicians about that and see if we can get that moving.
But
that's a good idea,
Bob. It is very interesting.
And getting back to that ESA number, the electrical number...
1-800-ESA-SAFE.
ESA-SAFE. But a homeowner can say the electrician does have this E number, the contractor's license. They can phone ESA, and they'll tell them whether they're in good standing. And they'll be able to tell them so much about that contractor and how many defects what his defect ratio is and the whole thing.
Terrific, terrific.
They keep track of all of this kind of stuff. And they'll know whether the guy's been caught before, and it's amazing, the tracking record that they keep.
I can tell the hair must have been standing up on the back of your neck when Bob started this conversation today.
No, but I'm so happy you called. I mean, again, I can only preach so much, but this is thrilling to have somebody from the ESA call directly into our show. I mean, you know, it's important. We need more validation. We need more credentials. We really need to pound on these issues. I really want to thank you for the call.
Yeah, as soon as you said electrical, I wasn't getting out of my car until this conversation was over.
Terrific. Well, thanks again so much. Thanks. I really, really appreciate it. Actually, if you can do me a favor, too, if you can send me an email to my website, I would love to have your contact information. So time to time, if we can discuss things, or if, you know, if you don't mind me prodding and poking you with some questions.
Bring them into the studio.
Or even definitely, or even have you in here as a guest. Do you have my website address by any chance?
No.
No, okay. Have you got a pen ready?
In hand.
Okay. TRIPLERINC contracting.ca. So there's two C's, the INC and then C for contracting.ca. Please do send our office an email, all your contact information. We'll discuss things further, but you would make a phenomenal guest here on the show.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks again. Have a terrific
Bob.
Day.
Okay.
All right. All the best. We got to take a quick break. It's 12:48. Back with more Experts on Call with Bobby Asadori, and we like to call it Just Ask Bob. Two Bobs in here for a little while on Hamilton's all-new talk station, Talk 820. Here with Bobby Asadorian at 12:53, and again, just thrilled to have had a representative from ESA on the show. Just to go over basically exactly what you were talking about. So hopefully we'll get a chance
exciting.
To have.
That was a very, very pleasing call.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go a little further into this. What other things are people taking a chance on? I mean, we pretty well covered from a legal perspective. But getting back to the gentleman with the wires that weren't even channeled through the studs. I mean, they're just sitting there against the concrete wall.
I feel very sorry for the homeowner. Apparently, I mean, and it's a very, very small basement. It's a townhome.
Right.
So again, you know, he could only pay what he could pay. He had the gentleman come in. Apparently, there was always wood framing there. I don't know who did that, but it was an odd collection of 2x2s and 2x3s. No tar paper against the foundation. Insulation shoved in.
Now, 2x4 is normally what you'd use for
framing. Oh, exactly.
Framing.
But older Hamilton homes, it's very, very common. I've even seen 1x2s. They call it strapping stuff, just tap-conned or anchored into the foundation.
And usually your outside foundation walls would be 2x4 because you'd have some kind of insulation in there.
Well, you should,
and
ideally.
And then if you're going to use a dividing wall,
exactly.
Then you can use 2x3s or something
well,
less
I would
expensive
never.
If
yeah,
you want
if
to.
If you really had to. But 2x4 is really the nice way to do it. But this electrician or wannabe electrician, I guess all he simply did is just pull some of the bats out of the way, string everything in through the rear, didn't bore holes through the center. I mean, very, very haphazard. And the homeowner, again, pressuring me to just simply loop it out of the way, do my new framing, because again, he had sewer backup. The whole reason I was there was because of a sewer backup issue, and the lumber was rotted. It had mildew on it. So he was recommended that it should all be taken down. That's fine. But I told the homeowner, I'm not touching the wiring.
But you can't go against code.
No, you can't. At least I won't. Many will.
Right.
But the homeowner's not understanding. You know, we're not on the same level of communication. He's adamantly insisting that I should get the wires out of the way, do my new stud walls, drill the holes if I insist on them, and then feed the wires back through. And I said, yeah, that's what will happen, but not in that order. I said, I'll call my electrician in. He'll give me a quote. I'll incorporate it into my quote. You get one bill.
Right.
I move the electrical out of the way, disconnect it, fine. I do my studding. My electrician comes in with the permit, bores the holes, wires it properly. That's how much you pay. He didn't want to pay that because in his mind's eye now, he's paying twice for the electrical. But if you pay for it wrong the first time, sure, you're going to pay for it.
Right.
I mean, that's the big problem in doing something wrong. It's so much more expensive when you pay for it twice.
As they say, yes, you can pay me once, you know, or pay me twice.
Or pay me twice.
Right.
And in that case, we'll still see what's going to happen. But he's got my quote and he's not calling, but that's...
Another famous saying,
that's
and there's
not
always
to worry
time
about.
To do it over.
Exactly. Exactly.
Never time to do it right, but always time to do it over. Why is that?
It's a strange world we live in. People won't research things enough. I mean, it's really important that they do. We have internet. We've got Google. We've got, you know, phone numbers for the ESA. I mean, there's just so much, so many ways people can find out and get to the bottom of things.
Nice to know that number. Anybody else who's had this particular person go through their house and offer them this double price thing, where they, you know, this is what you get if you want a papered electrician, this is your 60% off price if you want to do it under the table. 1-800-ESA-SAFE, and
exactly.
We're talking specifically about electrical work here.
Yeah, that's only for electrical, but again, it's very important. 1-800-ESA-SAFE. I mean, don't just call about somebody offering you a cash alternative. Call even about the prospective contractor that's leaving a quote for you.
Yeah.
Check everybody out, and you'll be safe.
Always do the permit pull thing.
Always. It's the only way to do it.
We are actually out of time already.
Again, how does it go by so quickly?
We had the great call from Bob. Everybody on the show has to be named Bob. Apparently, I have to change my name to Bob. Is that what?
That everybody will be Bob. That should be it.
Okay, so you're back again in a couple of weeks.
2 weeks from today.
All right, we will see you then, and all the best, and hopefully you won't have any more nightmare stories like this guy.
Oh, no, hopefully
maybe
not.
Maybe we'll have found him by then. Wouldn't
maybe,
that be fun?
Maybe. Get him put behind bars where he deserves to be.
Okay. That is it for Just Ask Bob. Back again in a couple of weeks on Hamilton's all-new talk station, Talk 820.